Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Hours after Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India successfully tested an anti-satellite missile, Congress President Rahul Gandhi criticized Modi for taking the credit of the achievement of space scientists. The Congress chief congratulated DRDO and wished PM Modi a happy World Theatre Day. His statement came after the Prime Minister, in his address to the nation, said that India had successfully shot down a low-Earth orbit satellite 300 kilometers from the planet. After successfully completing the operation, India has become an elite space power, he said. Acting US Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan warned any nations contemplating anti-satellite weapons tests like the one India carried out on Wednesday risk making a mess in space because of debris fields they can leave behind. Speaking to reporters in Florida during a visit to the US military's Southern Command, Shanahan said the United States was still studying the outcome of a missile India said it launched as one of its own satellites. Hours after India successfully tested the missile against a live satellite in low Earth orbit, its neighbors Pakistan and China reacted to India's successful space mission. In a written statement to a question on India successfully test firing an anti-satellite missile, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said, "We have noticed reports and hope that each country will uphold peace and tranquility in outer space." Meanwhile, India's arch rival Pakistan has reportedly said space is the common heritage of mankind and every nation has the responsibility to avoid actions which can lead to the militarization of this arena. Moving on, 2 days after Congress chief Rahul Gandhi announced the ambitious Nyay scheme, which will be a part of the party's Lok Sabha election manifesto, senior leader P. Chidambaram took on doubters and naysayers at his press conference yesterday. According to the former finance minister, the minimum income support scheme, which will give 20% families in poorest of the poor category rupees 72,000 each annually, benefiting around 25 crore people, will be rolled out in phases. A Delhi court has summoned as accused 11 top officials of the Punjab National Bank, including former and current executive officials and the current managing director, for alleged violation of banking regulations and criminal conspiracy. In its complaint, the RBI has alleged non-compliance of its 2016 order directing commercial banks, including the PNB, to integrate their core banking system with various critical applications to reduce online fraud. Boeing company yesterday took its most aggressive moves yet to defend its core 737 airliner franchise, saying it had developed software fixes to prevent failures of an automated flight control system that is being scrutinized after 2 deadly crashes in the past 5 months. Radio has emerged as the most preferred medium for political parties for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. According to a report by TAM Access, a division of TAM Media Research, ad insertion on the radio by political parties has increased by 14% this election year, while ad insertion in print has decreased by 9% and by 83% on TV. In the 2014 elections, print and TV had a clear advantage over radio. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.